Na 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 na. Cause it cuts like a knife.
That's Brian Adams. He would have been rocking last night, no doubt. We're ready for the Friday form. He loves the Friday form. He'll be listening. Good morning, Brian.
See, Rammer just doesn't get it, does he? I mean, that's the sort of execution of the vocals that's required. where does Rammer sort of sit in that sort of situation? Rammer, would you like to get involved there at all?
That's right. And stretch.
It's not quite the same. You need a bit more gusto in the voice when you do that, Rammer, next time, please.
Well, Rammer's not here. Now, Rammer's not here. He's panicked.
This is disastrous.
He's panicked.
He won't listen.
He's panicked. His buds, he left them in the car. He just didn't feel the first half hour had the same sort of panache.
No, it's pop in his ear.
So he's gone to his car.
Which is about 15 k's away.
To get his buds.
Good luck to you, Rammer. We won't be seeing you for another half an hour, which means we can get into the Friday form of the world's greatest form analyst. Play with that Brian Adams out of the break because Dean Lester is the world's greatest form analyst. He was there rocking with Brian last night. Good morning, Dino.
Yeah, good morning, Half.
Did he cut like a knife?
He did. He did a very extended version of the na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. We had to sing along for quite a while with Brian, but no, it was outstanding. Good fun.
I love Brian. I wish I had been there. Thanks for the offer for the ticket, but I just couldn't get there this week.
Yeah, no, I actually had two spares on the night, so it was you and the champ could have both come along.
Well, the champ would love Brian.
Oh, dear.
She loves Brian. She almost loves Brian as much as she loves Nick Quinn, that guy from the Tab, who joins us on the Friday Forum. Good morning, Quinny.
Good morning, Daniel.
Nice to have you with us.
Pleasure to be here.
Did you get your coffee bit last week? Must not have.
There's a fair pause there.
You should see the look in his face. Jeez. Look at him over there.
Well, it's the half hour early factor.
That's true.
I did go to get coffees, but unfortunately the place didn't open until 6, so nothing for the battlers is what they call that.
He had to tick off two things, and that was two shoes of the same type.
Same colour.
And coffee. He's missed on the coffee, but he's scored on the shoes.
Well 50%. Shod.
Well shod, yes. The fairies behind the barriers were working hard on Quinny this morning just to make sure he had shoes on both feet and the correct ones.
Not sure how we're going to do this. I can only back winners because I don't know how we're going to get coffee this early going forward, so we'll have to work something out.
You said 6 o'clock. It's 6:36, like half an hour to get here.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
You find that most coffee shops are open early because they're sort of a breakfast type.
Not
offering.
The one I've been getting them from.
You can change.
Well, unfortunately, I know too well.
Yes, thank you, Dino. You can change. It's great advice for all of us. Now, listen, we've got a big weekend of racing, boys. Tomorrow's a ripper. We've got Mornington Cup Day for the locals. And then up there at Rose Hill, we've got Golden Slipper Day, if you don't mind. We've got a lot to get through. For those first-timers, great to have you on board. What we do is have a bit of a look at the quaddy legs in the Melbourne Metropolitan Meeting for the next day.
That's exactly right, and it's going to be a massive weekend of racing, but I think we should focus on the Valley tonight for the quaddy. I think that's the way
we're going to go.
We're
going to go to the Valley tonight?
I think so.
Unprecedented.
This is unprecedented. You know what I love about this? It's the Valley, and I've got a little thing for the Valley, and my form of recent times at the Valley is extraordinary. So this is actually playing into our wheelhouse, or certainly my wheelhouse.
Well, this is the last Valley night meeting for 6 months, so you better enjoy it, Daniel.
It is. That is a good point. It's a very good point. So let's have a look at the Valley tonight, the quaddy tonight, to set up a big day of racing for us tomorrow. Righto. Let's go. Race number 5 is the first leg of the quaddy. We've got the 55-second challenge over the 9:55. I like these races, and I like the whole concept. That is a real winner, I reckon, for racing. We've got 10 going around, Dino, and a couple of shortish-priced horses here, the favourite being Super Hard for Johnny Sadler at $2.90, leading the charge at tab.com.au.
Yeah, and a very good chance too, Daniel. He was a very good first start for the John Sadler stable, come from a long way back to win at Flemington. That'll be the query here. He's going to be giving away a bit of a start. I think Desert Lash's first full preparation for Tony McAvoy might be the one. She's just a good winning mare. She's won half of her race starts and she'll be up on the pace. I think she'll be hard to beat. Super Hard's a very good chance. I think they're clearly the best two chances. If you're going wider in the quaddy, I'd be thinking maybe the likes of Seven Makahoo Boy, who's been going very well in these races in weaker class, but he gets a lot of weight relief on his recent runs. And just a little roughy 6 Oberland first run for Mitch Friedman. I think he'll be probably weaving through and running on late, but I think 3 and 5 are the principal chances, and with a leaning to Desert Lashes.
And a fascinating story. Desert Lashes won her first 7 career starts and was a real buzz story at the time.
It was... Yeah, she did a great job, and then Shane Cale's been training and riding her, and then now with Tony McAvoy. So she is a very good mare, and this is a great chance for her to win a race.
So the market's pretty close around a couple of the favourites and or a couple of the horses that Dino mentioned, Quinny. Has there been any major movers?
Yeah, well, Superheart has been the best backed runner. Hits the betting now at 290, opened at 310. Desert Lash is a 360 second elect. Belwazi's at 5, but Superheart and Desert Lashes do look to have it between them, according to the market.
All right, that's the first leg of the quaddy tonight at Moonee Valley. The second leg is the Time Honor Dynamics Sprint Alexandra Stakes over the 1,600 metres. We've got 14 horses going around. Nordic Symphony for Simon Wilde not appearing tonight, Dina, as far as we know. But Victory Kingdom for the raging Hayes Dabbing Yard at the moment. Craig Williams in the saddle is favourite at $3.40 at tab.com.au.
Yeah, a lot of these fillies come through a race at Flemington recently, and Victory Kingdom was very good. Angelic Ruler was pretty solid as well. I think they're probably two of the chances, but this is a very, very open race. I think some of these fillies going to 1,600 form may change around a bit. I'm a big rap for number 6, Moret. I think she's one that I think, even though from the wide draw, she can measure up and run very well. I think a filly like, as I mentioned, Angelic Ruler, I think for 2 can run well. Number 1, she's been running quite well, didn't have a lot of luck at Caulfield, then ran against the older mares last start, and she's got the benefit of a run at this distance, so I think she's right in the mix. And, gee, there's one here at massive odds, made me shiver. I'll be having it in the quaddy. She's quite a good talent. She's first up from a spell, but I wouldn't be surprised if she ran a bit of a race fresh, so I'll be going very wide in this leg of the quaddy, but probably a slight leaning to Victory Kingdom, but not much between 5 or 6 of these.
When you say at massive odds, have a guess what the massive odds are for number 7, Made Me Shiver, Daniel. I won't let you guess because you've got the odds in front of you.
Well, I've got the paper in front of me, but I'm going to say there's even a bit more juice on that. I'm going to say $81.
Yeah, $71. Whoa. 15 a place. So that might be a good little fun way to play it. The money has come for Victory Kingdom, though. 460 into 330 to now head the market at that quote. Dino, what are your thoughts on number 13, Princess Jenny? Ran a nice race first up over the unsuitable trip, steps up in distance. The wide draw a slight negative, though.
I think you'd want to watch the pattern of the night too, Nick. I think she's going to have to go back from the draw and be running on. And yeah, the rail was 3 metres last week, goes back to the true. I'm just interested to see how it plays out, whether the inside's a little bit superior. But she is a good filly for this sort of grade. And if they are running on, I think she's got a chance.
So maybe take a little bit of the $15 the place, though, number 7, maybe shiver.
That's what I'm going to do. I reckon that's good feedback from Dino. Dino reckons that's good value for DT O'Brien, who's been known to just have a little horse at odds that gets up in these sort of races. I think that is good investment. But 5, 6, 3, 1, 7, are they the numbers, Dino?
Yes, that sounds very very familiar, Daniel.
Just checking.
I just changed page. So that's
No worries. 5, 6, 3, 1, 7, the numbers for Dino in the second leg. Let's go to the third leg, the feature event on the card. We spoke about a big day of racing tomorrow, but we've got Group 1 action tonight at the Valley. The William Reid Stakes, of course, over the 1,200 metres. And we've had 2 scratchings from the William Reid. Shoals and Champagne Cuddles are out of the field of 11, making it a field of 9, which means sunlight for Tony McAvoy, who has had an excellent campaign to date, Dino, is favourite and into the colours that we don't like to see too often. $1.70 at tab.com.au.
Yes, and probably deservedly so now. I think Newmarket winner. Interesting, the Newmarket winners have just battled a bit to win this race since it's been sort of 2 weeks after the Newmarket, but she's her run in the Lightning was very good. Then she was really strong in the Newmarket. She was beaten here in the Manicato in the spring from an inside draw when she just began a bit moderately and got in a lot of trouble. I like that she's drawn out tonight with written by, and I think they'll probably come across and settle 1-2, and maybe Fell Swoop will go with them. I think that's the speed out wide, and I think ultimately Sunlight might be too good. If it's not her, then it's pretty even. I think horse like Fell Swoop's been going very well. He ran well here in the Australia Stakes, and then the Oakley Plate, and Matty Dale's a terrific traveller of his horses, and I think Sprite's going really well, number 7, and she ran well here in a couple of Group 1s in the spring, and her last run with a big weight was good, but she just settled so far back and needs a lot to go right. But I think Sunlight's a deserved favourite. Written by is the other one worth mentioning because he'll be up on the pace, but I think Sunlight can probably beat him again.
If Scholes was running, who would you have tipped?
Sunlight.
Okay, yep. There we go. So Sunlight's $1.70, but you think Written By will go close. At the same quote, would you rather back Sunlight the win or Written By the place?
No, Sunlight the win. We're here to win.
We're here. We're
here to win Quinn.
Oh, mate, this is inspiring stuff from Dino. It would have been easy to sit there and, like you would have, Quinny, and said, we'll just take it to place and give ourselves three chances out of the nine horse field. But Dino says, nah, mate, that's not how we do things in the Friday form. We are here to win.
You've inspired me, Daniel, with your coaching this season. So, yeah, it's about winning.
Well, you've taken great note.
Yep,
which I love about you. Yeah. Last leg of the quaddie is going to finish off a big night and give us a bit of a bank for Saturday, hopefully with this sort of stuff. The Sunline Stakes over the mile. What about Sunline at the Valley? Wasn't she just a star? Great memories of her flooding through my brain at the moment.
She was no northerly.
Sorry, what?
She was no northerly.
Shut up, mate. We've got 10 going around. We've got some short odds again here. Spanish Reef for Kenny Keys and Mark Zara. $1.90 at the moment, Dino, for the Sunline Stakes. Warranted?
Won the race last year, Daniel, in good form. Hard to beat. Nantali ran very well behind her last start. Probably can't turn the tables. I think she's the main danger, though, Nantali. I'd probably want her on side. And just a couple of little changes with She's Dashing, number 7. And she's got a bad winning strike rate, but she's a talent. She's multiple Group 1 place getter. She's got blinkers on, Damien Lane on, a great draw. And if there was to be a little upset here, I think She's Dashing might provide it. But Spanish Reef for me, I'll be putting Nantali in the quaddy, and She's Dashing's next best.
Best backed runner anywhere across Victoria this weekend, race 8, number 4, Spanish Reef, was a $3.50 chance when the market opened off the back of the nominations, firmed all the way down to $2.75 once final field was declared. Surprisingly, was reposted at $2.75 after the barrier draw, and punters have not missed. $2.75 into an odds-on quote now of $1.90. Nantali's at 5. I'm a star, $8.50. Double figures or better the rest. $1.90, Dino, for Spanish Reef, for those that probably want to get involved that haven't yet. Would you take that? Do you think that's a decent price?
I think it's getting close to the right. You know, I think she's about right price now. I think those that shopped a bit better have done well because, she won the race last year. She's in really good form, and this just grade of race suits ideally.
Yeah, there we go.
Rightio, that's the Mooney Valley Quaddy there.
You're going skinny by the sounds of it.
Skinny-ish. Yeah, you can go, well, you can make up a few combinations of the way Dino's put that there.
A Kate Moss-like quaddy.
Stay tuned for winners at 10:30 and we'll finalise that quaddy.
There you go. There you go. That's a reason to keep listening to RSN 927 to make sure you get the latest info from Dino on that. Just on Slipper Day tomorrow in Rose Hill. Let's have a bit of a sneak peek at that. It's a great day of racing. We've got 5 Group 1s up there tomorrow. Yeah. It's nothing short of outstanding in terms of quality of racing. We've got the Rose Hill Guineas, the George Ryder Stakes, the Ranvert Stakes, the Galaxy, and, of course, the Golden Slipper. Just on the Slipper, Dino, I'm sure you've had a bit of a browse of that. Are you with the market at this one with Cosmic Force, or is there something else that you've got your eye on?
I think it's because of the track conditions and how well he handled the track conditions last week, Daniel, that you've got to really like him because he ploughed through the ground, he won easily. It's the fresh form, and I think he'll be very hard to beat. I think the Golden Slipper, the Blue Diamond winner in Lyre, if she gets through the ground, that's the if. Just every time she's gone to the races or the trials, she's just got that little bit better. And I don't think the Melbourne form's out of play this year, so I'm putting her well and truly in my thoughts. But no, I'm thinking the market's pretty right with Cosmic Force, and I've got Lyre as the main danger.
Cosmic Force are $4.45 at 10 lees at 6. If you like Lyre, you can help yourself to $12.
Right, yeah, I like Lyre for the Diamond. I might just reinvest a little bit there in the Slipper, but buy beware because of the contract conditions. It's a bit of a shame, the whole Sydney rain thing in autumn. Dino, we need to do something about this. Can you do something about that?
I think that's what the Everest's about, isn't it? That they're trying to get onto better ground in October, and they've had 2 runnings of that, and it's been wet too. So
it's true. Yeah.
Dino, it's going to be a massive day up there tomorrow, and a lot of eyes will be on race number 4 with the Sky Racing Rose Hill Guineas, and the Autumn Sun has been crunched. $1.60 into $1.35. He steps up to 2,000 metres, and a lot of experts have been saying he's been racing like he needs that sort of trip this campaign.
Yeah, I'm totally in that corner. I think he's really going like a middle-distance horse, and he gets his chance to do that tomorrow. I really like the way Madison County ran on behind him last start, and he could certainly place, but I'll be watching for perspective of, towards the Derby of Chapada. I was disappointed with him in the guineas down here, but he did cover ground in the run. Barrier 1 tomorrow, getting a cheap run. I'd be expecting, if he's going to do anything in the ATC Derby in a couple of weeks' time, that he'll be somewhere in the placings tomorrow.
Well, he's a $6 chance to run a place, so it might be a good opportunity to take advantage of our favourite bet type, the duet with the favourite, the Autumn Sun.
Yeah, well, it's a great bet type too there, but it might be a good chance for you to have a place bet. That might be a good place bet, that one.
Ooh, I like that. That was pretty bullish about that.
I like that. So that was Chapada, race 4, number 8 at Rose Hill tomorrow. The
and
place.
Did your multiplier.
And the 1.05, that'll take it to
6.5,
not very much. No. Is there anything else up there just before we get to the formula bit, Dino, that you like or not? Not too much.
Whenever Winks goes around, that's an event.
Yes, not so much an event.
Yeah, not so much a betting option, but an event. I'm going to play a couple of roughies in the Randvet Stakes, and they look. I think Avilius will certainly. I think he can bounce back. When you watch the replay, it looks as though he got struck maybe across the nose with a whip in the Australian Cup, and I think that's why he just stopped so quickly. So he can bounce back, and he's the one to beat. But I think a couple of roughies in that race: the Taj Mahal getting fitter, and Secunderabad, who ran very well in the Australian Cup. I think they're well worth considering at a price there.
Both at $26 as well, so some nice value there. And big day at Mornington tomorrow, Dino. Obviously, we'll get you full race numbers on the panel between 8 and 9 on RSN. But race number 7 is the feature, the Mornington Cup. Trap for Fools, a 240 favourite. Hangman, a 480 second elect. Any early thoughts there?
Yeah, it's a fascinating race because you've got Trap for Fools with 61 kilos, but Group 1 horse and placed at 2,500 in the Mooney Valley Cup. Three-year-old like Stars of Karam getting ready for the ATC Derby with a different path going through this race, and I think will certainly run well. And then Hangman, who virtually for 6 or 7 months has been aimed at this race, he gets here in good form. There's a horse in the race that I think meets him 7 kilos better for not being that far behind him in Tarquin. He's big odds. So I think Hangman's got a great chance, but a good roughie in that race is Tarquin.
There you go, race seven number six tomorrow. Tarquin, a bit of a roughie at the Mornington Cup, but I'm with you, Quinny. I'm with you. Oh, I think Hangman's a good show there.
I think he's the one to beat tomorrow. Currently at $480 and $51 for the Caulfield Cup.
Yeah, and no, I'm not playing that game.
No, I am.
You can have that one.
Leave me out of that. They don't love me back.
Leave me out of that, Quinny. Leave me out of that garbage. Hey, Dino, let's have a look at the formula bet for today. And my understanding is we are making history today with the formula bet.
Yes, I think history, and I've just gone back through my records, history for the second time, Daniel, actually. So we did it at this meeting last year. So,
oh, did we?
Yeah, it's an annual event.
Good on us.
Lee Franklin of Maiden Gully is our contestant. And for Lee, we're betting tonight at Mooney Valley, $40 a win at race 3, number 11, Testifier. And then we're going to Mornington tomorrow for race 2, number 3, Starfall. And we're having $40 on Starfall. And then $40 on the all-up of the pair, race 3, number 11, into race 2, number 3 at Mornington for Lee Franklin of Maiden Gully.
And that all up comes to $7.50. So $2.50 tonight through $3 tomorrow. Hopefully it's happy, happy days.
Nice. I like it. And have we got a Rama Ruffy? He's not here. He's checking out his buds. But is there a Rama Ruffy for
Imagine
us?
Imagine if he wasn't here and he didn't get on.
He's not back. I don't know where he is.
I don't know where he is.
Dino, can you hang on and do the footy from 7?
Look forward to that. He's Ruffy, well, made me shiver as the Ruffy tonight. And tomorrow, I thought a horse in race 6, Ola Nera, would run a lot better than he's been going race 6, number 4.
Race 6, number 4, Ola Nera, Mornington tomorrow.
23-5.
Oh, there we go. That's outstanding. What was the other one tonight?
Made me shiver, the $71.
Oh, righty, I made me shiver tonight, yes.
Tell you what it won't be doing, starting $71.
Race 6, number 7 tonight is our roughie. Dino, always nice to have you. The early start got us all on the hop today, but that's all right. We'll find some rhythm, find some mojo, and have a big night tonight. We're getting ready for a huge day of racing tomorrow for Golden Slipper Day. We look forward to listening to you today and tomorrow on RSN 927.
Good coaching, Daniel.
Yeah, thank you very much. Looking forward to it. Dean Lester, the world's greatest form analyst. Quinny, you got a coffee for us?
Spanish Reef in the lucky last tonight.
Spanish Reef in the lucky
Coffees last. And pastries down at the Bull next week if it doesn't win.
Right.
What odds?
Yours for theirs.
Race 8, number 4. That's okay. I'm dealing
it's
with
a,
that.
Just, it's a fully catered affair next week, Quinny, so...
Everyone's a winner.
Everyone's a winner.
Looking forward to it. We'll get to a break. The early mail coming up after this. What about that? We've not only winners tonight and tomorrow, but today as well.